You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm sitting here with Mason from the band Black Tower House. Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora.
So, you've got a gig coming up on this weekend.
Yes, I do. It's on Friday at Eric's.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're playing with some really cool people, though, as well. I mean, obviously, Black Tower House, excellent band. But in great company also.
Yeah, great company. We've got Mads Harrop, who is a great friend of ours, and also a phenomenal musician. We got Frivolry. I haven't played with them and I haven't heard too much about them.
True.
But Nate Laurie, who's organising the event, is good friends with them and has said great things about them.
Well, I have danced to Frivolry in the past.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, because they're the Kaylee band, right?
I don't know.
Sorry to put you on the spot about it.
No, that's okay.
My understanding is that they're the Kaylee band. So a Kaylee is like a sort of classic sort of Scottish-Irish dance situation where there's like you're like linking arms and there's like organized dance moves. And it's so much fun. I look forward to a Kaylee all the time.
I mean, sorry, I just check the imagery. That makes a lot of sense.
A lot of sense. There's like violins, there's cajons, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah, I mean, that checks out. And not to mention one of the best bands in Dunedin. probably top three at the moment. Ivy.
Yeah.
The boys, Ivy.
I love them. I mean, indeed, number two.
Don't even start. I'm not going to say I was mad. No, I love Wet Denim, but... Yeah. You know, I gotta represent my boys.
Definitely,
through.
Yeah. This is the Radio 1 Top 11. So Ivy is at number 2 with her song Real Love, and number 1 is Wet Denim with Again and Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Wet Denim, though?
I am, but I'm, yeah. On that list, I mean, Ivy is probably my number 1.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Wet Denim's not from Dunedin, right?
So. No. So, you know, there's a little bit of Ootsie-Pootsie bias.
Yeah. Well, who are your other top three Ootsie-Pootsie bands then?
Top three?
So, Black Tower House at...
No, I'm taking that out of the equation. So, it's Ivy, in no particular order.
Yeah, okay.
And this isn't just, like, solid. Like, it does rotate often.
Of course. Disclaimer.
I love a lot of Ootsie-Pootsie bands, but the ones that I have on rotation constantly are our mate Emily Ellis, who you also know very well.
I do. Mason and I and Emily all went to school together.
Yeah. So Emily Ellis, Ivy, and I think it has to go to the Kings, Hot Sauce Club.
True. Classic. Do you know my cousin was in that band?
What is your cousin?
Simon, the drummer.
Oh,
yes.
you know, you gotta love it because Dunedin has a lot of connections.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you stay in Dunedin, I don't know, for like 6 months, you just form these connections that everyone knows and you kind of can't escape it.
Totally. And I love it. It's great.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's a lot of fun. So tell us about Black Tower House. Where did it come from? How does it exist?
Black Tower House? I mean, I gotta give a massive shout out. I gotta give a massive shout out to Samuel Leeper.
Okay.
Oh my god, I keep forgetting the name. Like, because we've got a nickname for him, Saul Wyatt. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we just call him the Skux.
Great. That's honestly the best nickname one could ever ask.
But yeah, so Saul Wyatt, Samuel Leeper, and Finn Kite.
These are the people in the band.
So Saul Wyatt and Samuel Leeper aren't part of the band currently.
Right.
At the moment, they're currently pursuing different ventures or out of the country.
I see.
But
tragic, but good for them.
Yeah. Especially Saul Wyatt, he's gone over to England and he's living his life.
Yeah.
And I live vicariously through his social media stories.
Yeah.
But Saul started jamming with Finn Kite and Samuel Leeper.
Yeah.
And we're originally going to start a very different band to what Black Tower House is.
How so?
It had an interesting name.
Go on.
And it was I cannot say.
Not fit for radio.
Not fit for radio. a very different sound. It was a lot heavier than what we play currently.
Yeah, right.
And then they were jamming. They were like, oh, we need a vocalist and we need a drummer. So I did some music classes with both Sam and Finn.
Yeah.
Samuel hit me up. I said, why not? I've never been in a band.
Yeah. Really? Have you never been in a band?
I've never been in a band.
So, like, for context, we were in the music class at my school for like 5 years. Like,
we had the whole
way through.
We had like high school band.
Yeah.
But we didn't get...
Which definitely counts.
It counts? I don't know if it counts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, for example, Finn Kite was a part of multiple bands prior to coming to Dunedin.
Right. Whereabouts?
In Christchurch. So he was living in Christchurch, finished his high schooling in Christchurch.
Yeah.
But yeah, they pretty much just hit me up to be a vocalist. And I was like, sure, I'm not sure how this goes.
Yeah.
And then Sol Wyatt found Josh Tuiavi'i, who's our drummer.
Mm-hmm.
We snuck them out of high school. For context, we were in our first year university.
Yeah.
And Josh was still in his year 13.
Right.
He just drummed at the Musos Club.
Ah, true.
And Sol Wyatt frequented it.
Yep.
So he was just like, hey, want to join this band?
It all works out.
And bada bing, bada boom.
Here we are.
It sort of moved on. And so we're, yeah. And this that was sort of the journey. And the name came from the old University Music Building, which is no longer the music building. It is the Uniflats building.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine which one it is, and it's not in my head.
It's over near... Well, I haven't been to the university in a year.
Mason's pointing towards the clock tower?
Yeah. No. Literally around the clock tower.
Yeah.
The university building called Black Sail House.
Right.
Is right there on the corner. Yeah.
And why was it called that?
So we called ourselves after that because we all, except for Josh at the time, we all studied in that building.
Right.
So Finn, Sam, and Sol all shared a class in that building.
Yeah.
I also studied in that building, but I was in a different class to them. But I did see them.
Right.
Often, and then around that building.
Yeah.
So that was before we got the brand new performing arts building.
I see. Yeah. Nice. Fantastic. Oh, that's so cool. So what have been some of the most fun gigs that you've played as a band then?
Oh, I think our like highlight one is probably Dunedin Beer Fest.
True.
Dunedin Beer Fest is probably a really good one just because it was our sort of first massive headliner that we got to play.
Right. Yeah.
We weren't headlining it, but our name was on the poster for such a massive event.
That's gonna be such an awesome moment, right?
It was nervous. It was nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
When you asked that question, I was like, that was like one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Cool. But probably one of the best, most recent ones. Winter Solstice.
Yeah, I heard good things.
That was a phenomenal gig. I mean, the lineup that we had for the live band section, great vibes.
Yeah.
We had to follow up hard after some insane bands. You had the Beatniks to kick it off.
True.
Followed up by Ivy.
Yep.
And then into us.
Yeah.
And then it was No Danger.
Wow, what a lineup.
It was a great lineup. one of my favorite lineups, and again, some of my favorite people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun night. There was a lot of energy being thrown around.
So Winter Solstice, the idea is that there's no alcohol, right? But there's a lot of other things. Is that accurate?
Yes. But I don't partake in anything.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it completely like sober.
Yeah.
So, it's really interesting trying to like handle that situation when everyone else is
off their mind.
Yeah, yeah. out of this world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you are in this world.
Yeah.
Watching everything unfold.
Watching it all go down. Yeah, it's fun until it's scary, right?
Yeah. And I feel like if anyone was sober, they'd be like, "I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
like, this is not it." But I mean, we had some great people around. Some good friends and great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What more could you want? I reckon we should play some of your songs, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
The one I've got queued up is Poppy.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us about it? It's got a picture of a dog on the
yeah,
EP.
Yeah, so that song was named after Finn's dog.
I thought it might have been.
Yeah. So the context for it is that Finn was going through a bit of a hard time at university.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
And we've all been there. And his mum, shout out Finn's mum, was just like, "You need to be a bit more like Poppy. You need to be a little bit more carefree."
True.
So a lot of the sentiments in the song, whether you can decipher the lyrics or not, it's a lot about just trying to live a little bit carefree.
Cool.
I mean, the lyric that always comes to mind is, "Soak up the sun and let your worries pass by."
Mm-hmm. Nice.
For things to come. Oh, I don't know. My brain is not working right now. But that sentiment was there for a dog. So we named the song Poppy. It was originally called Dog Song.
Yep.
And we were about to call it Dog Song up until we press submit.
Yep.
Through our distributor. It was that close.
Oh well. Here is Poppy by Black Sail House on Sustainable Sounds on Radio 1. That is Poppy by Black Sail House, and I am here with the singer from that song, Mason.
Stop it.
No, I won't. I won't stop it. We were just talking in the break about sustainability, because this is, of course, Sustainable Sounds. And Mason, you admitted to me that you haven't done much sustainable stuff recently.
Does Catching the Bus count?
Catching the Bus totally counts. Okay. You know, I was just about to say, let's see if we can find something that counts. And we just did it.
I catch e-scooters.
E-scooters, yeah. Slay.
Are those?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a double-edged sword, right? It's both sustainable, but also like...
a menace.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good, right? Because ultimately, if it would have been an Uber, if it would have been a car, that's still a win, right?
Bro, flamingos are so much cheaper than an Uber.
Yeah, right.
Like... so cheap. Like, I got one from the Crown to Uber.
Yeah. Two great destinations.
I know, right? And I got it. I was looking after some mates for Celtics, but I paid for both myself and my mate.
Yeah.
And it cost me a total of $2.
What?
Yeah.
No. How?
No. Yeah, no. It cost me a total of $2 because we were able to get here in less than 5 minutes. And I had
from the Crown to Yuba in 5 minutes.
We were being a little bit of a menace. We'll push it up to 10. But it still cost me $2.
That's crazy. Then, did you have some sort of deal or something? Or was that just...
No. Because I'm no longer a student.
Right.
You can get a percentage off if you're a student.
Yeah, yeah.
But $2 here. And then from here to St. Clair cost me a total of $15.
Wow.
Which is the same or actually cheaper, depending on when you get it.
Than an Uber. Yeah, true.
Because they can cost around about midnight, afterwards.
Yeah.
It can be $20+.
Yeah, true, true.
Obviously, if you're splitting that with people, that's a little bit cheaper. But
still, it's... Yeah. Do you think the flamingos are much different to the Neuron scooters? Did you write up to this? Yeah, how so?
Yeah. Weirdly enough, they are faster.
Really?
Yeah.
True.
Their speed is more consistent. They actually feel a lot better to
interesting
to handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's locally owned, so.
Yeah, that's a win. We gotta love, yeah. Gotta love some guys
so
from.
Hopefully that's right. Sustainable.
Yeah, no, it's
either totally, that or I walk most places.
Totally is. Yeah, nice. Yeah. And the bus as well. Gotta shout out the bus.
Well, love the bus. I wish they still had the half price.
Yeah, hey, that was
really
so
sad.
Good.
I was really sad when they stopped it. I saw like $2 and I was like.
Yeah, $2. Okay. I was overseas last year, as I don't shut up about. But something that I was sort of surprised by was how expensive public transport is in a lot of these places. Like, obviously, it's free in like some cities, and in some, I think in Liechtenstein, the whole country, it's free.
Free?
I mean, tiny country. You can
walk. Yeah, I've never been there, but.
But like the tube in London, it's like. I mean, I don't know the exact pricing, but it's something like £4 for like a short journey, which is like $8. So like it really quickly adds up.
Yeah.
And it's almost like not worth doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they do have scooters similar to Flamingo scooters in London. But they also have, you can get a moped, like an electric moped on the same app.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. That's a lot of fun. I did a bit of that. So that's great. You were talking about doing some DJing before. You're getting into that. Do you have a DJ name?
No, you're the second person to ask me that, funny enough.
True.
I don't have a DJ name.
Would you? Why not? Would you come up with one? Or?
I don't think I've earned it yet. I'm still in, like, training wheels.
Yeah, right. Do you have to, like, be gifted the DJ name or something? Or?
I feel like it's one of those things that it comes when it's ready.
Yeah, right. You just have to wait until the mood is right.
Yeah, the mood. Yeah, everything is aligned. Everything just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to watch this space.
No, I don't think anytime soon. Like, I'll be like doing DJing, but I'm more interested in the sort of like fundamental side because.
How so?
I have some good friends who are DJs, and I'm like, I'm really interested to know what goes in there, what goes through their heads, and how they do their song curation, or how they, when I said fundamentals, I'm like, how you actually do their mixing.
True, yeah. We do have a DJ deck right here in the studio.
Don't you dare. But like, I need to give a massive shout out to the Naughty Club.
What's that?
Oh, Candace Clark.
Yeah,
X-Radio 1.
Yeah, friend of the station.
Yeah, friend of the station. Candy, Jowsy, and Evo. They started in Ortiporti. Have been making waves through New Zealand. And they're phenomenal DJs, phenomenal people.
Yeah.
And then also my brother Nori.Wave or Nori. He was a
shout out to Wave Files.
Yeah, Wave Files. He was a big time local for a while, and then he's over in Japan doing what he loves.
Yeah,
another phenomenal muso mate of mine. But they're the ones who are like, I love the way that they DJ.
Yeah,
I love the energy that they can get from it.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm trying to. I don't know what the word is, but I'm trying to imitate them the best I can.
Yeah.
And sort of learning how to start DJing.
Definitely. Would you get into DJing on vinyl?
Oh, that's a different beast.
It's a whole other world, right?
Yeah, because it's also a very expensive beast.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
like anything regarding music, it's like a very expensive hobby.
Yeah, you can put in as much money as you want, and there's always more money to put into it.
Yes. Yeah. You could own everything and not own everything at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, I'm done. And then you realize, you look behind you, and you're like, I'm not done.
There's a whole other world. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last week, I was talking on the show about a gig I went to in Wellington, which was Atomic. I don't know if you've heard of that. But it's a sort of, I think it's vaguely like once a month or maybe once a quarter gig where I think it's just this guy who has a huge record collection of like mostly sort of 80s and new wave sort of stuff, and who just gets on all on vinyl and just DJs the whole night, and it's really, really good stuff.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I think we've also we've got some records in the studio. I reckon we should get some of those out.
We might have to crack them. We might have to crack them out.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.